This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
Hammers, Bonneville Bones, Carifta Aquatics 2024, Royal Bank of Canada, Central Bank, Burger King, Paradise Fisheries, Commonwealth Bank, Barefoot Marketing, Nassau Cruise Port, Fincastle Media Group, Atos Holdings, Alive, and AML Foods Limited.
Foundation. The Foundation.
Right now, I'm taking it easy. Check my steps, I'm not in a hurry. Soon I left the things that I needed so bad. Morning sun rising behind me. Stars at night come out to remind me to give thanks for all of the things that I have. All is well, I've got my health and in such good shape. Pockets broken, I've got nothing waiting for that break. So I'm giving thanks, all I've got, I'm giving thanks. Whether or not I'm giving thanks for the life in me, I'm giving thanks now.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. We are here live and in full effect. I am grateful to be with you. It is a Small Business Thursday. We're going to be chopping the thing down today, diving into it, really talking about some things that's going on in the city. I want you to be able to join in, guys. And today you get another opportunity to kind of do a little something. We're going to make some things happen with you. It's a beautiful day. Happy birthday to all those persons that has a birthday today. Today. Oi. Right now. Okay? Don't be like my wife. She seems to believe that she's coming there the entire month of March. She got to get her life together. One day, Jesus give her. She then put her mother in labor for 31 days. She needs to stop. It's a beautiful day, guys. We are here being able to chop the thing down, being able to do this. Talking about this, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. BPL unions ups demand for consultation. The information's in there. Silence on the deal is worsening the morale within the entire brand. So let's talk about these things. Before we do that, I got to give a shout out to my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They are located on number 407 South, Blue Hill Road South. They got everything taken care of. Make sure you go down there and check them out, man. If you're in the market for, if you just got your livery plates, if you just got your jitney plates, your taxi plates, if you're in the market, even having conversations about getting your SD plates and you're looking for someplace, my God, how I can insure all these cars? I ain't got the money. Jenny, I ain't got the money to do all these things right now. Well, that's all right. Go down to AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. In-house financing. Give them a little something. Forge a relationship and a long-term commitment, and they can take good care of you, and you can have all your vehicles on the road. Go down there and check them out. The number is 3411AFS. 3411AFS. Just look at the phone. The alphabets, just touch that. And you'll get there. Ask for my good friend, Etheric Bow. He'd be more than happy to take care of you. Or if you're one of those persons who want to be able to meet them in person or kind of go down there, you can do so from Monday to Saturday. Monday to Saturday. Go down there. They're open on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. They can take very good care of you. And is it me or is this static in the mic? Check that out for me, please, right? Make sure you'd be able to do that. Check them out down there, like I said, on Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. They can take very good care of you and get those things taken care of. It's a beautiful day, guys. I want to be able to talk with you more specifically about some stuff that's happening in the community. I told you on Small Business Thursday. On Small Business Thursday, we always take the time out to really have a very clear conversation about what's happening in our communities. I think it's very important that we do that, to always be able to be participatory, right? Participatory, is that a word? Yeah. Participatory as it relates to what's happening around us. Sometimes we just kind of sit in this position with an expectation to see big business come to us and hopefully be able to hear from these things just for the purposes of sponsorship. But understanding that the pulse of the community is small business, we want to be able to create a space here for you. If you are a small business person, I watch y'all. You got your hot cross bun right now. You don't know who you can sell that to. My God, them people in your church tired of that. Find another avenue to be able to do that. If you want to do that, come to me. Give me a call. We could set something up. We could start that thing off with just a live read. That is no money. Talk to me. We can do those particular things for you and let persons know whether that's your fish that you got for sale, all these things. Think about your business as a small business. Stop trying to be able to put yourself merely in survival mode. Give me a call. Expand the thing. Let persons out there. We're talking to almost 100,000 people right now. Talk to me. That's almost half an asshole. We're talking to them right now. They need to know who got the best fish in the city. My God. And don't be like the fishermen and say, your fish ain't stink. You need to stop. Get your stuff together and give me a call. 827-0111. 827-0111. Today we're going to be talking with none other than Grace Community Church. They're going to talk to us about something that I thought is near and dear. As they started to talk about this, I was kind of enamored and wrapped up and just remembered, went way back to the story that we heard of. Before I preempt anything, I'd like to let you know exactly who I'm speaking with today. I want to introduce none other than Cyril Pitt. He's the chairman of the Pastoral Care Board, and Gregory Williams. They are he's an elder in the church also, all the way from Grace Community. Say good afternoon to the persons out there.
Good afternoon, Bahamas.
Good afternoon. Yes.
So, gentlemen, how are you guys doing? Now, let everybody know exactly what Grace Community Church is going to be doing. And I want to be able to give a short story of why I think this is very important. Let them know what you're doing.
Grace Community Church is right now celebrating 37 years of global missions. We've been involved in the business of getting the message of the gospel across the globe, and we've brought in all of the missionaries and agencies that we've been supporting over these 37 years to share in this week of conference. At the close on Sunday, the 17th, at the close of the conference, we will be naming the church's administrative block in honor of our past emeritus, Dr. Rex Oral Ricardo Major.
I always like to hear his name. I just wanted you to say it first because I didn't want to kind of preempt anything. You know, a lot of persons hear Dr. Rex Major's name. And for me, his stand, his position that we've seen in the news over the years, sort of revive for the next generation, his commitment, his conviction, his faith. And it really did a wonderful thing. So I want to commend you guys for being able to do that and really commend his commitment to the body of Christ and being able to bring people. I want to let you know that this is an amazing thing, and I want to be able to send congratulations to Grace Community Church and also Pastor Rex Major for being able to do these, Pastor Emeritus Rex Major for being able to do these things. So talk to us about more specifically about what you guys have been doing over the past 37 years, where this concept came from in its inception, and the commitment, how far you've gone, far and wide in terms of your reach, how many persons came in. Let's talk like that. Talk to me about it.
Well, we we owe Pastor Rex Major, actually, for the leadership of taking the church along this road to foreign missions and outreach. And he introduced this to us, challenged us as a church. And as Elder Pete says, 37 years ago is when we started reaching out to the rest of the world. And we have supported up to 25 different mission agencies or missionaries over these years in reaching peoples of the world that we ourselves cannot reach. And Rex's philosophy was to teach us to be biblical in terms of going and reaching, as the scripture says, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel, reaching out to men, women, and boys and girls wherever they are. And we went beyond the shores of the Bahamas. And interestingly enough, over the years, not only supporting foreign entities to do this kind of work, but locals have gone as well. We've had persons of our church who have gone as far as Senegal in Africa, St. Vincent in the Caribbean. Right now we have Bahamians in Mexico. We have Lisa Gardner is in Brazil. And so there are Bahamians who are out there making a difference, reaching the rest of the world with the gospel of Christ. All of this energized by Rex Major because he had this heart for reaching the unreached.
You know, I have to say that it's very important for the next generation to understand. Guys, you got to fix my mic. You got to fix my mic, right? The next generation to understand the commitment that was made prior, right? The next generation looks at, like, for me specifically, I'm not from Nassau. I'm from Grand Bahama. And to hear the stories after Pastor Major took his stand, what was all over, far and wide, in the media, after he took his stand and diving deeper into his life and understanding his commitment, his heart, his conviction, his passion. And I said to myself, these are stories that need to be told. These are stories that should be wrapped up and delivered to the next generation. Because with sort of the fodder and the noise that's being sold to us, as it relates to commercialism and that carnality, there needs to be a story, an anchor story that we can be able to identify with that speaks about conviction, that speaks about strength, that speaks about sort of commitment. And I want to be able to commend him on that particular front, first and foremost. And secondly, as I look at this and look at the implication thereof, normally missions start from out and come in. Not necessarily from the Bahamas going out. Talk to me about how that happened. I'm sure he's told you why this was. Because if you start to talk about the body of Christ, and you start to talk about this sort of an idea that exists within the body of Christ, that says we have the capability, despite the fact that we are an island nation, despite the fact that we're individuals, despite the fact that we're smaller, we still have the power to reach out. Talk to me about it.
Pastor Rex was one of our presenters on Monday evening. And one of the things he helped us to appreciate was how he got exposed to the concept of thinking outside of the box, so to speak. He was invited to a teens camp in Jamaica by a very dear friend of his by the name of Dave Hope, who's now it's gone on to be with the Lord. This would have been 1964. Through that exposure, he recognized that what Dave and those were doing was very significant, and it caused him to begin to think beyond the Bahamas. He shared with us that by 1966, he was invited by the Billy Graham Association to attend a conference. And there were some 4,000 delegates to that conference. So he saw the church in operation globally. And it's begin to stir something in him that, you know, we could be doing more. There's more out there for us to do. And so that started a relationship with he and other leading Caribbean Christian persons.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They then started an organization called CONICAR, the Evangelization of the Caribbean. As a result of that, he exposed Grace and its leaders to what he was doing and said, come along, join me in this, so to speak. And we got on board and we've never looked back.
Wow. It's an amazing thing, you know, for young people, and I just go with me for 2 seconds as we stay in this vein. The concept and idea of missionary and evangelism is to go out and reach the world, to teach, to bring people, become a fisher of man, and bring men into the body of Christ, make them illuminate their minds with an understanding that there is supremacy beyond this particular realm. There is a God that we need to be able to align ourselves with. Like I said, because of what exists and the rhythm of our society that is taken, this idea of Christianity, this kind of a rigid idea, this formation, is kind of tight. A lot of persons may not necessarily participate in it. But to know that Grace Community Church is doing something like this, that is providing opportunities for you to be able to go across the world and participate in missions and do these things and carry this message from the Bahamas to the world that Christ lives here. It's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. What was the reception 37 years ago when he brought this to the body?
I think we were all, there were those hesitant moments, and how is it that we are going to impact the borders outside of the Bahamas? But it was easy with Pastor Rex because he has always, I recall when I first came to know him, I was only 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a traveling man from then. He was known as Evangelist Rex Major. So mm-hmm. he was traveling the Bahamas, and we knew that he had spent a lot of time in Jamaica, and the Caribbean had known him. And it seemed, in those days, it seemed as though it was big. Bigger than us. How is it that a small place like the Bahamas can impact a whole region and indeed the whole world? And so it was scary that we are stretching ourselves this far, but Rex Major was the kind of creator, innovator. He had that energy, and you always felt that Pastor Rex had a connection with God, unlike most others. And so you listen to Pastor Rex as he passionately delivered the concept of coming out of our shell, so to speak, and touching the rest of the world. The rest of the world was bigger than the Bahamas. And we were small, but we could impact the world. And over the years, that's what has been happening. Because every year, we've had short-term mission trips to Caribbean islands. We've taken groups of persons who would have given up their vacation a week or two to travel to countries outside of the Bahamas to do mission work. And we started to feel this energy that God is calling us to beyond just what we can see, but out there where there are people who are hurting, who don't even know, have never heard the gospel, and don't even know the experience of a Christian doing something good for them. Because in our missions, we don't go in just and preach the gospel. We go in and we help people. We help them to build. We help them to do local ministry. We help with the children. And so we use every means there is available to us to reach out to these people. And in reaching out to them and helping them, we have that opportunity to share Christ. And so Pastor Rex had passed that on to us, that this is what life is all about as a Christian. This is how you do Christianity. It's really all about a lifestyle. And so it's become that for us. It's natural for us now to pack up in the summer and go on a missions trip. We look forward to it every year.
Every year we look forward to where we're going to go this year, where we're going to go next year.
That's what I'd like to know. How do you make a determination where you go? If you're carrying the gospel of Christ, is you're going to Middle America, we know that these persons may be, you know, we call it the Bible Belt in some instances, right? Mm-hmm. How do you make a determination where you go in terms of being able to bring the gospel of Christ?
Well, we partner with a number of agencies, mission organizations, and we will have discussions. We have a team of persons who provide leadership for short-term ministry. We have a global missions board that oversees what missions is focusing on. Elder Williams mentioned the various countries that we have gone to over these 37 years.
Mm-hmm.
This year, short-term missions will be going to Mexico and
YWAM
will be going to
Philadelphia,
Tyler, Texas as their base, and then they'll move out to and I think the we may be going to Spain, I think. I stand to be corrected.
This is elaborate.
It is.
This is. Do we go on a cruise ship to? How do we get there? Right. Let me know. Right. How do you get there? How do you and collect the funds to be able to do that?
Each individual going on these events raise their own funds.
Really.
Their own funds.
Okay.
They're supported by the church. Individuals in the church will support. Our philosophy is: if you're not going, you can help those who are going, beyond just praying for them, we can go. And we have seen, as again mentioned, homegrown persons out of our church who are now in full-time ministry serving the Lord because of these short-term missions. Because this is the seed that this
abroad or locally?
Abroad.
Oh, abroad.
Yeah. We have two of our members in Mexico. Leading ministry there. The young man born and raised in the church is now 7 years full-time in ministry in the U.S.
This is exciting stuff. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you why. Like I said to you, I don't think anyone goes to church and thinks career and thinks long-term and thinks commitment. They think service, Sunday, dinner after, right? Like that's normally the concept that we think as it relates to church, right? But if you're going to start to have a conversation about how can we carry this message, this passion, this love, this sort of conviction, this position, even the hospitality that exists in this space, how can we package this and send this abroad? 37 years have been doing that. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are going to be doing as it relates to the 37 Global Mission and all the information that you guys are going to be doing on March 17th on Sunday. Talk to me about it.
Well, on the 17th will be the culmination of the Week of Missions, the conference, and we felt it fitting that this would be an occasion to memorialize, so to speak, Rex Major and his work in missions over the years in the naming of our administration building after him. Pastor Rex, as we may or may not know, is up in years, and we need to be reminded, as we are with everything else in the country, of those persons who make contributions to the development of the country. In our case, Rex is in his development of the Christian ministry in missions, being the pioneer. We want to remember him, and we want the next generation, when they look on the wall and they see that name, they would ask who he is. What has he done? How has he impacted the church, the local church, and the body of Christ internationally? Because he is more than just a local boy.
Mm-hmm.
So on Sunday, we will be naming the administration building because he has been a great administrator. In his ministry of the gospel, he has brought this gift of administration where he organized the church, unlike many churches who may not see it as a necessary a necessity. Pastor Rex is an organizer. Mm-hmm. And so if you came into the church, you'd notice that we do things a little bit differently in terms of our organization, mm-hmm. A little bit more formal, mm-hmm. Seeking the commitment of persons to ministry. We don't accept persons just walking in and walking out. If you walk in, we want to know that you're committed. And there are certain administration policies that are in place to guide you to being productive in ministry. And so we don't want you going in circles, not knowing what your purpose is. Mm-hmm. And so the administration of the church guides you in areas of ministry. Some of us are good with children. Some of us are good with adults. We have women who are good with women in their crises. And everybody has a gift to bring to the church. And our job is to find what those gifts are, so that we can reach the whole man. Everybody can be reached based on the different gifts that are given to the church.
I like this.
And so you find that there are persons who are better at one thing than the other. And if we are better, we don't try to fit square pegs into round holes. If you are better with a certain ministry, that's the ministry that you are going to be assigned to.
I like this.
And you're going to be encouraged to work and develop your skills in that area. And Pastor Rex was gung-ho on that, getting people to be fitted where they're best suited.
Let me just follow up on this, Howard. Excuse me. You'd be surprised to know that we actually have a human resources ministry in the church whose task is to seek out to make sure that all members...
Human resources ministry?
Yes, sir.
This is human resources ministry.
Yes.
So you identify the talents that exist there and you can strategically place people for productivity.
When every person who's a member of our church comes through a membership class, at the culmination of the membership class, they have to indicate where their strengths are, where they see themselves serving. That information is passed on to the human resources area for them to follow up with these people to make sure that they are placed in a ministry. They're not lingering out there, disconnected.
Just hoping somebody say, "Well, you look like you could be a good usher."
Yeah. So they will then liaise with the department head. Our church is divided into five divisions, each headed by a pastor and elder, and people serve in those blocks.
Wow.
And that's why Elder Greg was talking about the organizational structure Pastor Rex put in place. And you would appreciate why the naming of the building, the administrative block, to give support, that he was not just an evangelist, he was an organizer as well. A part of the celebration or the naming is also going to be highlighting his late wife, Sister Doreen Major, who supported him in his ministry wholeheartedly for more than 60 years. Together, they would have accomplished much. A plaque will be placed at the entrance of the administrative area, signifying her contribution to his ministry and the overall ministry of the church. So she is going to be etched in history as well, and she would have been one of the longest-serving members of our church from childhood. She played the organ for the church when we were located on East Shirley Street and continued that well into her adult years as one of the leading musicians of the church.
Wow.
Also contributing to women's ministry of the church. She was an educator by training, a trained counselor. She served as the principal of our former school. We had a school called Grace Sunshine Academy, which we discontinued to focus, not to get out of education, but just to focus in a different way. Instead of dealing with a school, we are now focusing on supporting the schools, government and private schools, in our general vicinity. We've zoned a 2-mile radius, and we provide tremendous support.
So, Garvin, time in that.
Galentine's.
Yeah, where's your church located?
We're located in Marathon.
Oh, in Marathon. Yes. Okay, okay. I don't want, thought you were in the back of the... Okay, no problem.
We are located in Marathon. So we go outside of the boundary because we work with all the public schools or private schools when we do Meiji Initiative. But on a weekly basis, we have about 30 persons who are committed to teaching every week in a public school.
30 persons?
Yes.
And human resources calls them.
Well,
you're teaching this week.
They fall on the, they fall. No. These are people who have signed up because we are committed to serving the educational system. We have partnered with the Ministry of Education.
Mm-hmm.
They trust us to do this. We write the curriculum ourselves. And we go in every week, and the mix of those persons serving could be from somebody with no name recognition to persons with great name recognition. So the spectrum is wide. And every week, we teach from grade 10 to 12.
Really?
Yeah.
This is an exciting thing. Now, you started to talk about something the week leading up, right? So the entire course of the week, next week. Tell me about this conference that you got.
We're in it now.
We're in the middle of it.
So we're in the middle of the conference now.
Yes. It ends on the 17th.
Tell me what you did so far and what you're going to be doing for the next few days, because we know what you're going to be doing on March 17th. Plus, you got to give me the times and the locations if persons can be able to come to that. Yes. So let me know what you're going to do over the next few days.
Well, over the course of the week, we've had these partners from abroad visiting with us, and they have been giving us reports of what has been going on in the fields where they work. And so they were giving us an update on how our investments, so to speak, was playing out in the different fields, in the different countries where they're represented. And so they were encouraging us and reporting on what they've been doing over the last year. In terms of churches being built, persons coming to know the Lord, people being baptized, schools being open for children, children being fed. We have a missionary actually in Haiti that could not make it for reasons we know, that he could not get out of the country. But we received a video presentation from him, giving us an idea of how many children he's feeding every week.
Where is he located?
He's actually in the heart, in Port-au-Prince, in the heart of Haiti. He's in the mix of all of this that's going on, underground right now, afraid for the children's lives. And we're feeding them. These are children that we would not have met, but we're feeding them. We're helping them in school. We're getting reports from around the world, from wherever we are supporting these missionaries.
This is an amazing
thing. And so this week has been hearing from them, and they've been actually encouraging us, those of us who pray, those of us who give financially, encouraging us to continue doing what we're doing.
Keep doing what you're doing, because this is the impact that you're making.
Yes, because Absolutely. We can't go, and definitely we won't be going to Haiti right now, but someone's there that can continue to receive our food and funds and whatever it is to feed those children and to teach children the gospel of Christ,
this is an amazing thing.
Even in Haiti.
Talk to me about what time this starts on Sunday. I know, is this going to be your normal service, or you have a dedicated time for this?
We have two services on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
7:30 and 11 o'clock. Between the two services, we have Christian education, and we'll then move right into the 11 o'clock. At the end of the 11 o'clock service, we will have the naming.
Okay.
So
is it open up for all those persons?
It's open for anybody who want
to
come.
If you're out there right now and you want to be able to go down to this, I know you heard about Pastor Rex Major, Dr. Rex Major, Pastor Emeritus, what he's been doing for the years that he's been doing it. If you're a young person who've just heard about him as a result of what's been in the news over the past few years and being able to understand his conviction and really took a liking to that, and you want to be able to sit in this space to say that I was there, you can be able to do that. It's going to be at 11 o'clock, 11 a.m. Monday morning. Let them know where your church is located.
We're located in the Marathon area. As I said, it's known as the Big White Church with a basketball court in the front. Most people know it by that identification.
Mm-hmm.
It's Graced Avenue and Samana Drive. Samana Drive would be the last corner if you're traveling on Marathons, traveling south. It would be the corner before the traffic light in the middle by the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that corner right there. People traveling north tend to make an illegal U-turn.
Mm-hmm. And then go to church in Oxford to be absolved.
Yeah.
No, so this is, okay, so 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. You can come out there. It's going to be on in the Marathon area. It's the Big White Church with the basketball court, Grace Avenue, Samana Drive. You want to go out there. Is there a number that persons can call if they want more information? Or do you have like a website so a person can be able to get the directions?
39 Grace is our main line, 394-7223, 39 Grace. You can always call and get directions from there. But if you're in the area of the mall, and the south of the road goes into Solomon's, and so from the south, you can pick it up from Solomon's, or you can pick it up from the Marathon Road. Before you get to the mall, make that left, and as soon as you make the left, you'll see that huge white building that boys hang out with and play basketball on the courts all day.
Yes.
That's Grace Community Church.
I know exactly where it is.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that has been Grace Community Church being able to really put together and pull together everything that's been happening over the course from March 10th up to the 17th. And on the 17th, they're going to be able to name a building after Pastor Emeritus Dr. Rex Major in honor of what he's been doing as it relates to his global missions over the past 37 years. If you want to be able to participate in that, you can be able to give them a call, 394-7223 or 39 Grace. That's going to be on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. I think you want to be there. This is a wonderful thing to be able to hear about these things. Gentlemen, I want to thank you so very kindly for being here. But now, don't be no strangers now. We can come here and talk about the stuff that you want to do, especially on Small Business Thursday. We can talk about these things just to know exactly what's what. I want to thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I really do appreciate it. Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
This Easter, from March 29th to April 3rd, witness history in the making at the Batty Kellen-Kenning Aquatic Center. Cheer on Team Bahamas as we dive into history, swimming our way towards a sixth straight victory at the Charifta Aquatics. Feel the thrill of competition as 500 athletes from 24 countries from across the Caribbean converge in the Bahamas for the championship title. Immerse yourself in the greatest youth athletic spectacle being held in the Bahamas this year. Watch live as champions are born, records are shattered, and dreams are realized. The Charifta Aquatics isn't just a competition. It's a showcase of the future of swimming right in the heart of Nassau. Mark your calendars. This Easter, March 29th to April 3rd, the Charifta Aquatics at the Betty Kellenkenning Aquatic Center. See ticket information and full schedule at CharIftaAquatics.com. See you at the poolside.
RBC debit card holders, collecting a new RBC Visa debit chip card just got easier with Saturday opening hours. Visit our Cable Beach, Carmichael Road, Palmdale and Prince Charles branches March 16th and March 23rd between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. with one form of valid government issued ID. Start enjoying greater security and contactless features with your new RBC Visa debit chip card now. RBC.
The Central Bank of the Bahamas is celebrating 50 years with $50,000 in cash for five Bahamian students conducting innovative research in economics, finance, or business that could impact the Bahamas. If your completed work is fit for publication, you could be one of five finalists in the 2024 T. Baswell Donaldson Research Competition and claim your share of $50,000. The winner will receive $30,000, and all finalists can participate in a research fellowship with the Central Bank of the Bahamas. Submission deadline April 30th, 2024.
Burger King Nassau gives you everything you love in a Whopper, plus more with the new Texas Double Whopper. Sink your teeth into two juicy quarter-pound flame-grilled patties, delicious bacon, sliced jalapenos, yellow mustard, melted cheese, plus all the fixings you love, served on a soft sesame seed bun. Try it in a classic combo with fries and a drink at any of our seven locations. But hurry, because the new Texas Double Whopper is only available for a limited time, and only at Burger King Nassau.
It's Easter time again, and it's time to stop by Paradise Fisheries, located at number 16 Harley Street, Mount Royal Avenue. We are now accepting those large orders for fish fries on Good Friday. So give us a call today at 325-3301 or stop by our stores between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday to Fridays and 9 a.m. on Saturdays. Paradise Fisheries, still your one-stop shop for all of those Easter desires.
RBC debit card holders, collecting a new RBC Visa debit chip card just got easier with Saturday opening hours. Visit our Cable Beach, Carmichael Road, Palmdale and Prince Charles branches March 16th and March 23rd between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. with one form of valid government issued ID. Start enjoying greater security and contactless features with your new RBC Visa debit chip card now. RBC.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
Always on the go? Miss the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior's phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father.
Hello, I'm Simeon Hall. I grew up through a dead-end corner called Choke Neck Alley off Market Street. I dropped out of school in the fifth grade and worked as a carpenter's helper for McAlpine Company. But it was while in the alley I discovered my life's calling was to preach the gospel. A Catholic nun at Aquinas Night Classes inspired me when she told the class that we all were made in God's image. It's a long way from Choke Neck Alley to preaching throughout the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and all the inhabited continents of the world. The circumstances of your birth need not dictate what you can do or where you can go in this life. Young man, drop your gun. Find your life's highest purpose. Lift yourself from the gutters of crime. Your next crime might lead to your death, and loved ones will have to bury you. Eternity is just ahead. In which section will you spend it? Non-smoking or smoking? Heaven or hell? You are made in God's image. So this week, attend a church of your choice and reconnect with God.
Are you interested in the Bahamian economy? How about tips to improve your financial literacy? Tune in to Guardian Radio's newest financial podcast series, C-File Talks. The podcast will provide listeners with their weekly dose of economic issues and solutions and the keys to financial freedom. C-File Talks will be hosted by an array of finance experts here to give honest and beneficial advice. You won't want to miss the C-File Talks podcast series, Monday evenings from 6:30 to 7 p.m. here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Hi everyone, Dazzy here. Listen, after 50 years of independence, to be a Bahamian in today's world also carries with it the responsibility of global citizenship. Tune in and sit with me. We'll discuss international news, finance, economics, pop culture, and trends that affect us as Bahamians not only locally, but also our contributions and opportunities beyond the rock. Beyond the Rock with your host, Dazzy. Every Tuesday, 6:30 to 7:30, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Hi, this is Maddie Boone, your host of Blind Canvas, the home of visual art and culture in the Bahamas. Tune in to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m.
There comes a time when the game tolerates no spectators, only players. There comes a time when we must recognize that our individual aspirations shape our collective destiny. There comes a time when getting in the game, despite the risks, despite the challenges, regardless of the cost, is simply the right thing to do. There comes a time when we must find our hearts, find our soul, and pursue our purpose for the greater good of all, for country, for humanity. There comes a time when we must manifest our true greatness. Yes, there comes a time, and that time is now. So let's get down to the essentials. The Essentials, serious radio for serious people committed to advancing the national conversation.
The Essentials with Hubert Edwards, Thursday nights live at 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is your host, Valentino Brand, inside the inner city. Join us as we continue to tell our stories, challenges, talk about the history, and share our hopes and dreams. Tune into Inside the Inner City on Fridays at 6:30 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And remember, the place in which I fit will not exist until I make it.
Wake up. Weekday mornings, join us for the show that's shaking up Bahamian radio. Morning Blend with Dwight Strong.
I must say, you all have raised the level of talk shows.
I think you have the best show that's going on right now for young people.
And I just want to tell you guys, you're doing a great job.
For national and international news and entertainment, talk and analysis.
I'm impressed with the type of show that you're running.
With different perspectives from what you may be used to.
And the station has really, you know, I think, gotten the country to really start thinking about things and stop looking at things from, you know, just from politicians' promises.
Morning Blend with Dwight Strawn, weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on Guardian Radio 96.9.
When are you guys going to be online? Because by the time I find myself sitting in my car just holding on to every last word. I don't have a radio in the office, though. If I listen to you, I have to listen to you online.
We're online, guardiantalkradio.com.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. So grateful to be in your company. A few things popped into mind when we had Grace Community Church on, being able to talk about those things. I think it's important that, you know, a lot of persons, there's a song that I know from Erica Badu. I listened to her for, you know, on and on album, all the albums I had this, right? And one of the songs that she sang, no, you won't be naming no buildings after me, right? And she started to talk about how the buildings will only merely dilapidate, right? And how the roads will dilapidate and how all these things that you name after people gives degradation to the name, right? But I really thought about it and I said, it's very important for the next generation to know what existed here. And if you have this sort of an interest, right? If something actually piques your interest to the point where you want to find out more about it, at least you have a reference point. It's important that we identify those things. And I don't think we do enough of that in this country. I want to say this to you. You all scratch and sniff the entire cliff right there by Fusion, leading up on JFK, right there on Milo Butler Highway. And the only thing you did was scratch it in preparation to get a road through. Creativity, one day out of seven, got to tap in. Talk to me. Let's talk like this. Today's Small Business Thursday. We could talk about innovation. We could talk about creativity. We talk about access and the opportunities that exist thereof. There are enough people in this country that can be able to etch out some faces in there. This could be our proverbial wall, right? This could be our mount is, where the Mount Rushmore. Right? This could be our proverbial Mount Rushmore. And you can do it with pizzazz, with style, with grace, with true representation to speak to the leaders that existed prior. I think we haven't done enough of this. I think we continue to grapple about our culture, our position, our community. What does it mean to be Bahamian? This stupid question that continues to pop up every 15 days. This is exhausting. And the only reason the question pops up is because inquisitive young people start to mature in their position and they're looking for identity. They're looking for their position. They're looking for their contribution. Should I make a contribution to this space that lacks establishment, that lacks a foundation? The foundation of our country cannot exist in the walls and the hearts of your grandfathers.
We got to come looking for y'all to hear these stories. That's a crying shame. It's a crying shame. We got to come looking for you to hear stories about Perry Christie, about Hubert Ingraham, about Lyndon Pinlin, about all these particular persons. We have to come and look for you to tell us these stories about men of old. It is time for us to understand antiquities, monuments, and museums. It is time for us to understand the value of who we are as a people. Etch that into to the sides of the walls, the streets. Let people know that we are proud of these men and women that contribute to national growth and development. There's no way that we should know a drug boy from a community more than we know people who've actually been able to participate. I can get deep with something and say this to you. The reason why Milo Butler will never leave us, never, is because he lives in our hearts. I don't know which genius thought to put his face on a book, but my God, we was looking at that. When we had no book, we was looking at that from we was children. We know exactly where his mole is on his face. I look at his mole, I touch my mole, I say, oh my God, we got the same mole. Talk to me. My point, impressionable minds will look at these particular things and see the value that society places on their position and aspire to move towards that. These are impressionable. They don't know about these men and the murmurs that exist within the smoky bar clubs or what they possibly did and all that. They don't know about this. They know the formality that we present from an historic standpoint. This is who this man is. This is who this lady is. These are the things that they contributed. Ladies and gentlemen, I only want to say to you, if you identify a leader, and listen, I'm not talking about the little small statue. And listen, I'm not going to fight you, because if that's what they pay you to do, that's what you did. But I'm not talking about that small statue you all put right in Binden Airport. I just want to be decent as I say this. This is not condemnation. I know that people got to pay for the brass and the copper and the this and that. And that costs money, and they only want you to do it for $12. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about, the great attempt to be able to enshrine Hubert Ingraham in Abaco, right? And then you have to ask questions, who is that? We're not talking about those things. We're talking about pride. We're talking about pride. When you start to look at Russia, when you start to look at the Soviet Union, when you start to look at all these particular places and Ukraine and all these fellas got statues. My God. You're fighting to know it. Just a few years ago, we would have seen the Confederate South pulling down these particular statues, indicating that these persons were attached to something racist. And, we didn't want to be able to identify these people. You know, that's peculiar. It's peculiar to me that they even pull those things down. That's just stupid. In my view, it's silly. It's silly. It's history. What you can do? Blot it out? You can hide from it? It existed. You don't have to commemorate them, but you could also identify what you claim or view to be positive. I want to say that. Okay? I'm going to say that. I will have this kind of a clear conversation with you. I sent information to Inland Revenue. I just seen a text right now. It says, Howard, do you know that the Inland Revenue is requiring you to pay your business license fee for the last year and this year together in advance by March 31st, 2024? Actual and estimated is how they have it set up. All right? Amazingly, there doesn't seem to be any public pushback or concern. So $10,000 or $10,000, becomes $20,000 right now. Wow. This is a text that's coming through. I reached out to a few persons from Inland Revenue. They often listen to us. I'm hoping that you listen today. I care not to call your name. This is my good friend who's listening in all the time, but we'd love to have this kind of a conversation, right? There is another conversation that I reached out to talk about the environmental, the climate change environmental awareness. There's a committee out of the office of the Prime Minister that I formed a letter with today. We're going to be able to deliver that to them and see if we can have a conversation next week. We just got to start to have some formal conversations. I just reached out to the head for BPL, the union, right? Bahamas Power and Light, Bahamas Electrical Workers Union, President Kyle Wilson. I just reached out to him. And first and foremost, I just want to be very decent with all those persons that are listening to me. Stop lying, eh? Stop. Don't call Kyle a liar and say Howard got a problem with you. Howard fighting you. Listen to me. Let's have a clear conversation. Let's not think through the lens of traditional, the rhythm of traditional politics in our country and believing that you have to be pro or anti something. My God, why we can't have a clear conversation? Why we can't talk? When we spoke about Kyle Wilson, and he should be joining us next week, he didn't tell me, well, call me Howard, but it sounded like you want to beat me up. I said, I'm telling people stop lying on Howard. I don't want to beat you up. I don't know you. But I want to be very clear. My concern is not a position for the government. I believe that, you know, there is inevitability. As long as we continue to go along this course with fossil fuels, right, as the world is shifting course, to be able to identify alternative energy and alternative energy sources, to have this this kind of a long, drawn-out process to identify and retain a position with fossil fuels, my only question was, what's the next step? That's all it was, Mr. Wilson. All it was, what's the next step? How do you etch your legacy and change courses? Because as a transitional leader, right, as a transitional leader, you sit in a seat that held great might with tradition and culture within Bahamas Powers and Light or Bahamas Electrical. However, because the country is shifting, there needs to be vision. There is no expectation, and I say this again, there is no expectation that that vision comes out of the government of the Bahamas. I don't expect it. I don't. The government of the Bahamas by makeup is tradition. By makeup and rhythm is tradition. But I do expect that your influence, your position, and the power that you wield, you could present a concept that could be a happy medium for you to retain a position, to strengthen your legacy. Listen, anyway, we can talk about this. We can talk about this. And this ain't me telling you how to do your business. I know that you have great confidence in those particular persons that support you. They support you well. I know that. But my only question is, are we as a community going to pull away from fossil fuels anywhere in the near future? If you guys want to call, you can do that. I don't have anybody else set up for today. So if you want to be able to participate in the conversation with me, I'd love to do that. Give me a call, 323-6232. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. So I said, trade name now costs $25. Why do we need all these business license chart changes? It says you can't build small businesses in the same classifications as an LLC or a corporation. I agree with you entirely. These are the prices, and we're going to be able to talk about the Registrar General and other persons who are doing these. This is Howard. Freeport Power will soon drop power rates by a huge margin. Wow. This is information. We're going to have a Grand Bahama Development Company come and sit with us on Monday to have a good conversation with us. It says, great show as usual, Howard. You better get your fish this week or fish this week. You know that prices is going to be tripping next week. Y'all better stop being indecent. I just got me some good fish. It's being decent. I just got me some, I got me grouper. I got conch. I got lobster. I got snappers. I got bonefish. I got mango. Oh, my God. It's my father-in-law sent this from Mango Key. Mango Key, right? He's a decent man. Praise God for him, right? He sent a cooler heavier than me. My God. It's a humongous cooler. I can need a freezer. I can need a deep freeze now, right? So I got to be able to stuff them in there because they can't even fit in my freezer, right? So y'all can keep your little things, eh? I can get a chop up now. I can go down to Montague and get my group all sliced and diced, right? But for all those persons, if you're out there, don't try to be selling your things last minute, man. We keep talking about this, and I don't want to sound like I'm sort of a broken record, but this is the space that I'm in. The fact of the matter is that no one know you got fish for sale, Bulla. No one know you got fish for sale. You got an 8-foot-long deep freeze with fish wrapped up in the thing. And you hoping that someone knock on your door to buy. Man, come on, man. Invest in you. The rhythm of your business ain't working no more. Invest in you. There are people who want to know where the fish is right now. And my God, if you clean it and you charge me a fee for cleaning, if you clean it and put a percentage on the top of that for clean fish, I will pay for that. How are you talking? Don't season it, though. I don't know how y'all are seasoning all the fish. Just clean it. If you clean it, I will come and buy a kettle of fish from you. Yeah, man. This is time. This is how we get back to community. Don't run away from it. Let's get back to it. Let's start sharing some fish with our brothers and sisters. People could stop by and so forth and so on. Let's be decent again, man. Let's figure out a way to be decent. Now, this may not go for the 80% of y'all who's saying, "Boy, Howard, you must be out of your mind. I don't want nobody around me. I don't know you." I'm talking to the 20% of us who realize that the only way we could shift this environment is by being able to open up ourselves. Let's be decent with this. I got a caller on the line. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, good day, Howard.
Hey, my dear. What's up?
You know, I heard you mention something about going on Montague to have a fish cut, a grouper cut up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so which day and time that is?
You're wilding out. You got to get deep.
I got an empty bag.
You got an empty bag? I hope you need a plastic bag. What'd you say? No. I was supposed to be able to carry the grouper down there. I know. Next thing you know, everybody had there with their hand out. My God. Me and my wife wouldn't taste it.
I'm only kidding. If you want the record, I'm right here now wondering where I could get some good fish from.
Go down there. Let me tell you.
That's not going to dry my pocket because I need to buy some lemon and pepper and things to go with the fish. So I'm going to spend all the money.
I can tell you where I get my fish. Now, she don't pay me, but I always just go down my hill. When I get my little conch salad, I just go down there by Yellow right on Montague. By Bobby and Yellow them right on Montague. I always
get
them.
Yellow on Montague.
Okay. So he got the best conch salad. I love his conch salad. My wife and I always go down there. I don't even eat conch salad. She'll put two mouthful in my mouth. Great conch salad. You remind me of my granddaddy own, right? And Bobby them, they always have fish there. So even if you don't get Bobby, you could be able to get, and the guys right there, they always clean my fish and everything like that. So I go there and get my stuff.
All right. I'll be looking into going there.
Okay. Okay, baby.
Right,
good to hear
thank
from you.
So
okay, no problem. Yeah, so I'm giving you a free advertisement today. Jesus, look at this. Hey, when I come for my fish, I don't want to hear nothing. I might just have to leave that group in the freezer. I can leave that group in the freezer. Listen, I just go to Montague to get all my fish and conch. All my fish, conch, snapper, everything. Go down there and get that. Today's Thursday also. I got a shout out my guy over at Garden of Eden, man. Ethric Bow. Ephraim Jones, right? Ephraim Jones, he actually has some great stuff. I think he's doing soup today over at Garden of Eden. You should know where Garden of Eden is. You should know where it is now. It's right across the street from Elizabeth Estates Police Station. You're going to take that left right up there, and you're going to go to Tulip Lane. Take a left to Tulip Lane. He has some of the best soups known to man. It's a Thursday. You can be able to get your soup. I don't know if he's having okra today. He hasn't texted me this morning. Nobody texts me. I don't know if he's having okra today or whatnot. But you can go down there and check that out and get taken care of in those particular areas. It is a beautiful thing that when we participate in doing some stuff locally. It's important that we do that. All right? Let me get back. I want to talk a little bit more about business, guys, and talk about where we are. If you want to call in to say you got fish, you got bread, please don't call in. Listen to me. If we could put your bread behind the door as a doorstop, we don't want that. We don't want that hard bread. If we got to dip it in milk, drink milk and bite your bread, it's too much. It's too much. You understand what I'm saying? I just want to be decent with you. We love you. We love you. It's a good try, right? You know, he's telling a little baby, oh, it's a good try. Yeah, but you ain't going to sell that to nobody. But if you got some good cross hot cross buns, and you got these things, and you're getting yourself prepared for this time off that we're going to be able to have, please give me a call. Let me know. Send your pictures. I can tell by your pictures if your bread's off. Send your pictures to 8270111, 8270111. Let me read that thing on air right now and see exactly what's what. Let me take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and be right back after this.
The foundation. Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Three-Way Productions presents Showtime at Nassau Cruiseport. Experience live performances every weekend. The elegance of classical music. The infectious energy of Latin nights. The smooth sounds of jazz night. And a delightful evening of Bahamian music. March 15th and 16th and March 22nd and 23rd. Visit www.nassaucruiseport.com/events to learn more. Nassau Cruiseport, the place to be.
We need to talk, and it's about something pretty important. Your NIB contributions. For nearly 50 years, NIB contributions from hardworking Bahamians have supported families and individuals alike. But Bahamian families have changed. Families are having fewer children. This means less workers are entering the workforce and making contributions. And with Bahamian retirees living longer, pension payments have also increased. As a result, payouts have gone up, continuously exceeding contributions coming in, resulting in a deficit. That's why, starting on July 1st, 2024, both employers and employees will have to pay a little extra to sustain this national lifeline. The July 1st rate increase is our way of ensuring that NIB benefits are available for generations to come. We all have a role to play, and it starts with investing in tomorrow, today, with NIB.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company. What are you guys going to be doing? What are you doing in preparation for this time that we have, right? Let me know what you're going to be doing, right, for the holidays that's coming up. If you are out there, because I feel like a lot of persons have moved away from the tradition of what we do, right? I feel like a lot of persons have actually moved away from it. I don't really see it as much anymore. Maybe because I don't go to church with Grammy anymore, but sort of the new dispensation of church, they don't necessarily celebrate that. This new regime, they don't talk like that. Like when I was going to church, Anglican church with Grammy, oh man, everybody had that. They'd stop by, they'd say, Mel, you got something, baby? I gave you this. And it would be an exchange, the whole thing. I don't know. I mean, I think that's where this kind of nostalgic, idealistic concept comes from in my mind, what I've been predisposed to as a child. I saw community. I longed for that. I couldn't wait to get old to participate in that. And now I'm getting old, and y'all don't even do it no more. This is crazy. We got to get this thing together. And then I realized sometimes I don't want y'all around me. Y'all don't know when to go home. You invite people in your house 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, child, you got any tea in that mess? You need to go home. Are you sleeping? Are you sleeping here? You need to leave here, Addie. Right? So, I don't know. I guess it's a give and take for these things. But tell me what you guys are going to be doing. Give me a call, 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. We can be able to talk about these things. We're talking a lot about what's happening. Let's talk about small business. Let's talk about the development thereof and where we are. And somebody texts me, Howard, you can sing too. You need to stop. You need to get your life together, right? All indecent, right? Let's talk about some business and what's happening in the country. I think it's important. Over the past few days, I've been looking to, 52 has been talking to us about really debunking this kind of a conversation as it relates to climate change and whether or not we're participating in this global construct and idea for capitalism to reign again. And this kind of an idea to for supremacy and these G7 nations to hold and wield the power over people. So we're going to have the deeper conversation with it. I'm hoping that we can do that before the end of this month, that we can dive into those particular things. Maybe we identify an entire week to talk about technology. I think it's important that we do that. I'm reading in the papers today, and I thought it was unique that they did these things. It says Bahamas rank very high in Human Development Index. You pick up the paper, and you can be able to see that in the Human Development Index, which is the HDI, the score of 0.820 for 2022, said the Bahamas has ranked in a very high human development category in the United Nations Development Programs. This is what the report actually said, the score of 0.820 for 2022 placed the Bahamas at 57th out of 193 countries and territories. The HDI, which is the Human Development Index, assesses countries' average achievement, right? Guys, if you're interested in this, make sure you pick it up. Pick up the paper and see exactly what's what so you can be able to be abreast. So it picks up the average achievement in three areas of human development. A long and healthy life, one. Access to knowledge, two. And a decent standard of living. A long and healthy life, one. Access to knowledge, two, and a decent standard of living. The UNDP noted that since 1990, the Bahamas' HDI value increased by 7.9%. Between 1990 and 2022, the Bahamas' life expectancy at birth changed by 4.2 years. That means it increased. That means that your value increased significantly. If you look back, you would have died 4 years earlier if it had not been by these particular advantages that the NIB indicates. Come on, let's talk. y'all don't want me talking. I, honest to God, y'all give me this mic, y'all don't want me talk. You don't want me say these things. Minister Lerodo, in his particular capacity some months back, indicated to us with passion and determination that this is the course that we have to take in NIB. What are we going to do? The retirees are not dying out, which I thought was peculiar. I had a deep conversation about this. Well, not so deep. Maybe waist high. About it yesterday. I had a telephone call that had to do with NIB. Right? And I said, you know what's peculiar? In every other facet, the world is indicating as a result of advancements in medicines, especially in Canada and United States of America, that the older population is expanding significantly. In the United States of America and in Canada, they didn't see this as discouraging. They created space, which created industry. And so what they did, they created retirement communities. Come on, talk to me. Someone talk to me. See, when we look at these things as disaster, other persons see this as opportunities. When we look at it from a standpoint to say that, oh, this everything is over now. Oh, my God, what are we going to do with all these older persons? We have to keep paying them. Other persons recognize that this is opportunities. And I want to have very clear conversations with you. And I want to say this at the onset. I don't claim to have all the information, and neither do I believe that I'm always right, you know, contrary to popular belief. But I do believe that I can participate. I do believe, and I take the cue from my guests, I do believe that we have the prerogative to participate in what's happening and which will affect all of us into the future. There are conversations that need to be had about NIB, about diversifying our economic portfolio locally and tapping into the genius that exists internally and tapping into opportunities to be able to look at other avenues to support people. When we started to have a conversation about the possibility that the government should not, just this was just a casual conversation between two consenting adults, right? Or several consenting adults, you and I, about the possibilities that can happen with the Grand Ducayan Hotel. And I indicated, I do not believe that the government should sell this. I believe for once, my God, and I won't say this strong, I could feel it heavy in my chest and my spirit. For once, we got to bet on us. I can't even get no amen. For one time, just once, let's bet on us. Let's try us. Not try us, the deceptive concept and idea of being able to do this for the Bahamian people, but certain families are getting taken care of. Someone talk to me. I just want to be decent. Not try us, come to the forefront and give you the illusion that this is Bahamas because we have sort of the preamble in its name, but no participation for the community. No, I'm not talking about that. For once, let's bet on the Bahamas. We need to diversify the portfolio and look at avenues that we could create a 401k for the Bahamian people. For the years that we've committed in these particular areas, we should be able to get something back. And we should be able to participate in just the existence thereof. Our Lucaya tricked a great deal of us. It's the same Grand Lucayan. When they initially opened up, I think it was 2004. Was it 2004? 2002, 3, 4, something like that, right? When they initially opened up, they had such a marketing campaign that it swallowed you whole. I just want to be as decent as possible and don't sound like T.D. Jakes as I say it. It actually consumed you. It consumed you because you were enamored. Anyone who looked at it and understood what it meant, especially from the community, those persons who had ideas and desires to be able to be a part of what was happening, it took you over. You were no longer an employee. You were a part of ownership. The branding, Our Lucaya, was too strong. Everyone on that property took pride in the property. Every single person on the property. We was angry when guests dropped things on the floor. If we see a scuff on the wall, Jesus, we call engineering right away. I'm talking about everyone on the property, over 1,000 employees. This was ours. We was discouraged. We understood that the Lighthouse Point always had mold infestation and issues. Everyone did their part in trying to be able to irrigate the place, to open it up, to make sure that we could be able to ensure that it breathes, everything. We were fully invested in this space, fully invested. And as a result of the investing and the position thereof, we found ourselves really engulfed in it. The Bahamas government can do this. And if you want to be able to identify a partner locally to be able to organize this and put everything together, the Bahamian people, I myself, I'll put $10,000 towards it. I won't buy shares. Me. Yeah, man, I'm serious with this. I want to buy shares in it. I want all of us to participate in it. I'm so sick and tired of hearing Bahamian people say, oh, but trust me, I am going to get involved with nothing to do with no Bahamian people. But you'll go to FTX. You'll go all over the world and participate in these people's things. And don't want nothing to do with your own. Come on, man, let's fix this thing. So let's start to have a conversation about being able to diversify our portfolio and looking at other avenues without this great dependency on NIB, which has not evolved. Can I say that? It has not evolved. It doesn't run concurrent with the times that we're in right now. I think that they're doing their best to kind of make it happen. And what our good friend Shane Gibson has said in the news yesterday made absolutely no sense. Can I say that? Shane, you're my guy. I'm not going against you, and I'm not going to fight you. But what you said yesterday made no sense. It's not a tax, you know. It's a contribution. Sir, if it's contribution under duress, it's a tax. I don't want to give you it. You asking me for something I don't want to give you, and I still have to give you. It's a tax. It's a requirement. How are you going to fix that? How are you trying to spin this concept? You need to stop. Line's open. Telephone call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey.
How you doing, buddy?
Hi, good, man. What's happening with you?
Look here.
Oh, this is Anton. What's up,
Shane,
Anton?
What Shane said, Paul Minister Shane Gibson, but I heard what you said. It is not a tax, Howard.
Let me hear this now. Let me hear you spin it. Go on.
It's not even a spin. Howard. It's an investment that you are making that you will personally benefit from. Not the government of the Bahamas. That ain't a benefit for the government of the Bahamas that you're paying into, Howard. That's a benefit that you are paying into for your retirement. That's how that works. It's as simple as that. I can't put it no better or no worse, Howard. It's a benefit that you personally and your family will reap the dividends from in your retirement days.
But let's fix it, though. Let's fix it.
I agree.
The language in terms of being able to come to the forefront without being able to paint the proper picture in the Bahamians' minds, it doesn't sound right. Because far as I'm concerned, if it's under duress, it's a tax. Mm. Now, the only reason I could say that is because I'm in my 40s now.
Right.
I'm making money now, and I feel like all my money got to go now. However, God spare our life when I'm 65, 70, and I could be able to do with something, I know I can't live off no $600. The government of the Bahamas needs to fix the language when they speak into the Bahamian people, because trying to spin it that it's not a tax, okay, don't call it a tax. That's content with that. But this is not a contribution. This is a wellness development. This is economic empowerment.
Howard.
How am I talking?
I'm going to get back to that right now. Then I'm going to get to my real point why I called you in the first place. Look, Howard. This NIB benefit that we are talking about in your old age has nothing to do with your work pension plan. That's completely separate. You know, you are very much limited in terms of what you can receive from the NIB fund based on the NIB ceiling, right? If NIB allowed us to pay contributions for your salary, then you could talk about you don't want to see no $600 a month in your retirement. But your benefit will only match the ceiling that NIB allows you to be deducted based on over the years, plus whatever investments they can keep in place to ensure that the money is there. And so when you're looking at, if you want to look at that $5,000 a month or that $10,000 a month, you got to put that $5,000 or $10,000 worth of investment in to that fund while you're waking now, because you didn't live at least half your life based on what the Bible tells us to be scored then.
Yeah.
So that's a completely different conversation entirely. But I would put it to say, Howard, that every dollar counts. Every dollar counts. Even if you don't utilize it, you can build it up to vest it into one of your kids at the end of the day, based on how you have yourself set up for your retirement. Yes. But I'm getting to the other point. Why I call you? I'm trying to remember now what you were discussing before you.
Grand Lukayan, diversifying our portfolio, our economic portfolio, and identifying other avenues without great dependency.
Oh, I remember what you were talking about.
You were talking about
the hotel thing.
Yes.
Howard.
Yes.
No, sir. The government cannot successfully run the hotel business in this country.
But that's what I said to you. I know that. This is not me saying the government should do it. Now, this is what I say now. This is what I said. I said there are more than 150 people who are qualified at the highest level of operation in hotels that are Bahamian right now.
Right.
Throughout the Bahamas and throughout the diaspora. They are globally identifying and executing right now, top level in a hotel.
Right.
If the government of the Bahamas says that we're not going to sell this particular property, the government of the Bahamas retains shares in it. So they become an equal partner. I'm not talking about 51-49. I'm talking about an equal partner in the development of this. If they look for a board, right, qualified, capable board that has autonomy, let's just be decent, I got to say autonomy, that has the autonomy to execute according to their expertise, and they put them in place to hire people, to put them in there to execute, and they give them a share, a portion of ownership, I think it could work.
Now,
I think it could work.
Now, watch this, Howard. Watch this. You can hear me clearly?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Let's look realistically at where we are right now. We are in a tough place only because Grand Bahama is in a tough place. Why we are in a tough place with the Aulokaya, right? But Howard, picture this. Just take a glimpse at this picture into the future. We get the Grand Bahama International Airport up and running, and it's ticking at a world-renowned level, at an international level. Right, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
We have the port down there that the Carnival is developing, and that's bringing in thousands, tens of thousands of guests every month. Every month, tens of thousands of guests. Right? Can you hear me, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of persons developing interest in further diversifying the industrial portfolio of Grand Bahama. The interest then shifts, which strengthens any person who owns that Grand Lucayan property in terms of putting it on the market for investors to come. I don't believe that the government should look at a short-term plan just to try and get rid of the Aulokaya noose that is hanging around the necks of the Bahamian people, because it is a noose. I believe that the government should carefully craft the development of Grand Bahama, build up Grand Bahama around Grand Lucayan or Aulokayan Hotel, and then put it on the market where we can be assured that we will get a quality buyer, where we will be assured as Bahamian investors in that property, because that's what we all are right now, because we are carrying the burden for that noose, where we can be assured that we will get a quality buyer who will pay the value of that hotel and then some. Howard, I think that it would be bad thinking and bad mindedness if the government just seeks to try and get rid of the hotel just for the sake of saying we sold it. When we have so much potential that's on the horizon,
I hear,
concerned.
I hear what you're saying, and I appreciate your telephone call, my brother.
Yeah, thank you.
I gotta go. No problem, my brother. I hear what you're saying, but I still believe that I should bet on us. Let me tell you why. Man, I know many of us. You know how much talented people who blew my mind working at the hotel? You know how much talented people who made me want to become more professional in the hotel environment, in the private sector? We could own something. The Bahamas could have a model that we could develop, not necessarily from a family model, but it's developed by the people that we can sell to the world, that we can sell to the Caribbean, that we can sell other spaces. Not just Atlantis being developed here in the Bahamas and then we could be able to see it offshores, but something that we've made, that we have an investment in. This is just me. Quick commercial break. Gonna be right back after this.
The foundation.
The Central Bank of the Bahamas is celebrating 50 years with $50,000 in cash for 5 Bahamian students conducting innovative research in economics, finance, or business that could impact the Bahamas. If your completed work is fit for publication, you could be one of 5 finalists in the 2024 T. Baswell Donaldson Research Competition and claim your share of $50,000. The winner will receive $30,000, and all finalists can participate in a research fellowship with the Central Bank of the Bahamas. Submission deadline, April 30th.
2024.
Calling all pizza lovers. Marco's Pizza just got hotter. Head into any Marco's location and try our new hot honey Magnifico pizza featuring our old world pepperoni drizzled with Mike's hot honey. Available for a limited time only. Get a large hot honey and enjoy this sweet and savory goodness for only $18.50. Make the right choice and order one today at MarcosPizzaBahamas.com. No one makes a pizza quite like we do.
Ready to score big? Alive is bringing you March Madness. From incredible deals on Ring devices to amazing deals on iPhones, Nokia, TCL, and more, Alive has everything you need to stay connected and save big. And that's not all. Enjoy free data, prepaid plan bundles, exclusive event tickets, and more. Deals end March 31st. Visit BeAlive.com or follow us on our social media at We Are Alive to stay in the know. Score big with Alive this March season. Don't miss out.
RBC debit card holders, collecting a new RBC Visa debit chip card just got easier with Saturday opening hours. Visit our Cable Beach, Carmichael Road, Palmdale and Prince Charles branches March 16th and March 23rd between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. with one form of valid government issued ID. Start enjoying greater security and contactless features with your new RBC Visa debit chip card now. RBC.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. A few minutes before we get out of here, I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to tune in with us. This is Small Business Thursday. On Small Business Thursdays, this is really about the community, all right? You don't have to have big business. You don't have to be making $150,000 a year. This is not about that. This is about you looking for a sense of consistency in your business. You're looking for something that you can be able to hold on to as an anchor. I assure you, all those persons who come with me, and you can call them and ask them for yourself. That's up to you. All those persons who come with me, they get significant turnaround on their business. Keep in mind a few things. You're eating during lunchtime, right? I'm on with you during the time that you're eating and you're consuming. That means that we're breaking bread together, all right? A lot of persons receive information more when they got something in their stomach. Talk to me. I just want to be decent. That's scientifically proven. Right? Come and spend some money with me on the lunchtime hour and talk about your business. I assure you, I'm not going to break the bank with you. Sit down with us, talk about this, and let's get this thing going for Small Business Thursday. I want to remain consistent with this. I want to remain consistent because there's enough businesses out there that we don't have no idea what you do. Come out here and let's talk about that. Right? Whether it's a read at the top of the show, just like how we do for Accretio all the time, or whether it's 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes that you want to be able to spend and talk about your passion for your business. I'm more than happy and open up to do that. Give me a call, 827-0111, 827-0111. I'm happy, more than happy to kind of accommodate you and take that thing to be able to do that. Tomorrow we're going to have a great conversation. I got my guy in here. We're going to chop the thing down and talk about all the things that we've been talking about this week. I got a shout out to all those persons that are still in the midst of doing that. I got a text just now. Howard, I'm a retired person, and I look forward to your show every day. But Anton is called every day. Please hurry up. Ask him if he still is work. I don't know. I don't know. Ask Anton, can call back. Ask him. But I'm always grateful to be able to hear from you guys. Guys, have a beautiful day. It is a wonderful, wonderful day. I want you guys to go out there and be able to do great things. Make the most out of your day. We're going to see you tomorrow right here on The Foundation with Howard Grant, Guardian Radio 96.9. Have a beautiful day. God's prayer. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation is brought to you by Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Bonneville Bones, Carifta Aquatics 2024, Royal Bank of Canada, Central Bank, Burger King, Paradise Fisheries, Commonwealth Bank, Barefoot Marketing, Nassau Cruise Port, Fincastle Media Group, Atos Holdings, Alive, and AML Foods Limited.
The Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.